the 4% rule, and the three-legged stool. Back in the day, those simple strategies did the trick in retirement, but we're not living back in the day. And the problems facing today's retirees demand modern solutions. That's why you're here. Welcome to Modern Money with founder and CEO of PCB Financial Advisory Group, Peter Bambara.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on into the program. We are so, so happy to have you along on the Modern Money Show with my friend, Peter Bambara, president of PCB Financial Advisory Group. Peter, it's been a couple of weeks since you and I have had the pleasure of breaking down super happy retirement things, which we're going to do today. But also, if you hear my voice is a little scratchy, I turned 50 over the weekend and I've been out of town. You were out of town, then I was out of town. But we are glad to have everybody along with us to talk about some important things, especially as we all march, like I am, toward those pre-retirement years, toward retirement years. Want to remind everybody the phone number right off the bat is 1-800-880-8079, 1-800-880-8079. And I want to talk a little bit about the fact that spring is definitely sprung. Spring is definitely on the calendar now, as you know, Peter. And believe it or not, I don't know if you're much of a spring cleaner, if your wife is much of a spring cleaner, but when it comes to your finances, we could also all use a spring cleaning.
Absolutely.
And, you know, when it comes to like projects around the house, it's not my thing, but they've studied this in the spring and researchers say as the days get longer, our bodies create less melatonin. So that means we have more energy, right? And they're saying spring cleaning might be part of your DNA. We actually have more energy and this desire within us to turn over a new leaf, like clean out the garage, shake off everything related to the previous winter. And I think that there are some lessons that can be learned when it comes to spring cleaning, even with retirement. Why is now a good time to check under the hood, Peter? Because this is what you do for your clients all the time.
Yeah, there's a lot of things to look at. I mean, some of the things to make sure you cover, especially right now, when it comes after tax season,
yeah.
You want to make sure if you pay too much taxes, can we start to withhold in certain areas, right? Now, some people are different. Maybe you you had severance for half the year and now your income might be lower. Who knows? But you want to make sure you are covering any kind of areas that maybe you've taken on too much income and you're not increasing those withholdings on the state and federal. Now, a lot of other things you could do is start clearing out what's called a junk drawer, right? So your junk drawer is maybe you have some very, very old statements and they're outdated. You always download them online, right? So start shredding these things and make sure you shred them. Don't just rip them up yourself. Make sure you shred them. Now, I'm sure there's a local shredder somewhere. If not, we do it actually every once in a while.
Yep.
But these are just some areas to make sure you are covering when as we enter into the spring area.
Here's another one. Consolidate your debt. It says if you're paying off debt across multiple accounts and credit cards, debt consolidation can help lower the monthly interest rates you pay on each and every loan. Now, that process can take a while. That's not something you're probably going to tackle in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
It says set aside some time to review your repayment plans or work with someone like yourself, Peter, to figure out where are all of your debts? How can you combine it into hopefully one lower interest rate instead of five or six higher interest rates? How can that help just with monthly breathing room?
Oh my goodness, are you kidding me? So right now we know rates are very, very high.
Yep.
Especially when it comes to some credit cards, right? So knocking out as much of these higher debts areas first, you're going to have a lot more money down the road. So I don't know when the last time you looked at what's called a credit card transfer. But if you do have any kind of credit card debt, that's bad debt, right?
If you're
looking at your home when it comes to debt, you're looking at it wrong. Some homes actually have good debt, especially if you don't have many years left. Now, if you have a brand new mortgage, and you're talking about a different thing here, so it's a totally different conversation. But remember, rates are very, very high still. The whole goal for these rates is to start to come down, but we were supposed to have rate decreases already, and they didn't happen. So don't wait for the hope, right? Start figuring out when you can start lowering all your debts, especially your high interest debts first, or even your highest balances. And it's probably a good idea to focus on.
So one of the things we talk about when you check in on your financial goals, you know, people like going to the gym, set those goals at the beginning of the year. And I find this interesting, according to, and this is from US Bank, it's important to check in on your financial goals regularly every 6 months to make sure you stay on track. Review your last goals. Any timelines you set up for achieving them, are they still relevant? Do they still align with your retirement or pre-retirement plans? Because sometimes, Peter, I'll sit down with you and say, look, okay, my goal is to chip away at my debt. Well, life gets in the way, right? You get busy. You're trying to get the kids to soccer practice. You're trying to get to work, like all of those things. And then you look up and 6 months has passed and you haven't done those things. And I know that's one of the things that you help your clients with, making sure they stay on track no matter what their goals may be.
Absolutely, because we want to talk about revisiting your resolutions, right? So I was reading an article not too long ago, and I think they said you start to forget or lose that positive mindset or that energy of those resolutions usually like 4 to 6 weeks into the new year, right? So we definitely have to come back and revisit this, because if we're trying to aim for these specific goals, especially on the financial side,
right?
Yeah, you want to make sure you're doing it at least maybe quarterly for some people. Some people need it faster. Some people are okay with quarterly, maybe every 6 months. But you have to revisit this when you think it's appropriate and it's necessary. But you should not wait a year to revisit it, right? Because you have brand new goals for the new year and resolutions. So make sure we definitely revisit these areas.
You know, one of the things we talk about is the five financial stages in life on this program, Peter. And you know, when you're in your 20s, And for you listening out there, I've got children in my 20s, trying to help them lay the groundwork now for success later, right? And I really wish I had had somebody in my 20s to help me do that. When you're in your 30s, Peter, you know this, those are expensive years as the kids are getting older and there are vacations and you're trying to save for college. I'm right in the thick of trying to pay for college, as well as trying to get our mortgage paid down. What can you do to help your clients with every financial stage of their life, especially so we are on the right track when you are hitting 50 like I just did, and you look back and you go, oh my gosh, that was quick. That was quick, yeah. Peter.
Sure, absolutely. And so there are stages, especially when you approach 50, right? One of the things we tell people all the time is try not to start to figure out your retirement plan 6 months before you retire, even a year before you retire. We like to look at these things on average, anywhere from 5 to 10 years. So if you feel that you don't think you have enough, if you feel like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to retire, well, you want to give yourself a good amount of time to do that. This is why we say 5 to 10 years. Now, some people are blessed to have amazing income on their Social Security, and they also might be blessed with a lucky few who still have a possible pension. And that could be phenomenal income for retirement. And then you might want to figure out, okay, how much more income should I bring in? And this is what's called a spend down plan. We have to understand what that spend down strategy is and what it looks like. But at the end of the day, do not wait for the last minute. I mean, we see some folks that are blessed and they could retire, you know, in a week. And that's great. But at the same time, we want to make sure the markets are somewhat in a decent territory, right?
Right.
We know there's a lot of uncertainty going on right now. Especially geopolitical areas are major concerns. But at the end of the day, we can't control that. But that's why we say we want to have a little bit more time on our side for planning, just so there's no stress in regards to the planning.
Let's talk about the checkups that you do, especially 10 years out, Peter. When a client comes to you and says, I think I might want to move to Florida, I might want to move to Scottsdale, how quickly do you have to start having those plans in place before you are truly ready to pull the trigger on retirement? And that could be, you know, how much is coming in for Social Security? Do I have a pension? You help your clients with all of those things. But I guess I want to ask, like, how many years prior to the actual retirement date do you start aligning those things for your clients?
A couple of different factors here. One, the second you hit 59 and a half, that is when you started to realize, okay, we're right around a block from retirement.
Yep.
Whether it's 62, 66, 67, or even going to 70, we want to really understand what that lifestyle is all about. Now, if you're looking to relocate out of state, this is a totally different conversation here. We want to really understand, did you actually spend the time in this new area, new location, to really feel that it's appropriate for you, you like the lifestyle, you understand the costs involved. Because the cost could be totally different in one state versus another,
yep.
especially if you're 4 or 5 states down the road. So we want to really understand what is the lifestyle like, how much cost is going to be built up, what are those expenses are, what's the lifestyle for income planning. And we have to look at these things slowly. We cannot do it all at once. You're going to most likely change these goals as time goes on. This is why we're doing consistent reviews over time.
Yeah.
But we want to make sure you give yourself a little bit more time on your side to really plan this out the right way.
The phone number again, 1-800-880-8079. You can text book to 1-800-880-8079. And Peter will send you out a complimentary copy of his book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. Yes, even in this one. And I know you've had some updates to the book. Tell me about that, Peter.
Yeah, we got some updates coming to the book. We actually have a new book coming out, but I'm not going to tell you the release date yet.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, we got a new one coming out. I don't know where I find the time for it, but it's definitely going to be good. It's going to be popular. But we have some updates to the book, especially on Social Security and income planning. So definitely give us a shout. We have a good handful on the shelf. Give us a call, get a complimentary copy. If you happen to be by the office, I'll give you a nice signed one. But give you a holler at 800-880-8079 or even check out the website at pcbfinancial.com. There's some great information on there as well.
pcbfinancial.com. And hey, when we get back, we're going to talk about the difference between the Roth and the 401k. I know you get this question a lot. For people my age, Peter, who have the 401k, when is it appropriate to start moving that over to a Roth, and under what circumstance are we allowed to move that over to a Roth? I think it's one of probably the top, what would you say, top 5 questions you get from folks getting ready to retire?
Yeah, this is definitely a big popular topic, especially the last 2 years. And then when we tune in for the next show, I'll talk to you in more detail as to why he's been so popular the last 2 years. But this is something you want to make sure you do it right. This is something you want to make sure you understand. And you also want to make sure you're doing it within an appropriate time frame in regards to when possible future tax brackets and tables yep. start to change. And I'll talk to you about that on the next show.
Because here's what we know. Taxes aren't going down, folks. Taxes are not going down. So stick around for that. It's 1-800-880-8079 or check it out on the website, pcbfinancial.com, where you can find a wealth of information about the topics that we break down on this program every single week. You are listening to The Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. We're back with much more straight ahead.
If you only think about taxes once a year, you're doing it wrong. To get the most out of your retirement nest egg, you shouldn't just file your taxes. You need to plan for them. Give Peter a call to see what tax opportunities you could take advantage of. Call 1-800-880-8079 to have a chat with Peter. Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will your roof leak? Will the siding peel away? Will your basement flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to have your retirement plan inspected. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079. Peter will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079, and have your retirement plan inspected at no cost to you. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Hey, welcome back to the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I'm your host, as always, Dana Wright. And I want to remind you to go to pcbfinancial.com or give us a call at 1-800-880-8079. You can text book to that same number, and Peter will ship you out a complimentary copy of his book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. Yes, even in this one. I know you had to update that book, Peter, since the last year, and I'm glad that you did. There's been a lot of changes in the economy.
Absolutely. We're going to have a great show here today. We have a lot to cover. Make sure you sit back, relax, tune in. We're going to hand out some free stuff as well. I think we got a couple of copies on the shelf ready to go out. But we have a lot to cover, and here we go.
All right. So let's talk about the toll in this modern economy on our younger baby boomer listeners. You know, that that it has not been the easiest time financially for a lot of people. And we know that that has impacted, Peter, the savings of American workers across generations. But as you can imagine, what's going on with the economy right now is really delivering a major hit to the retirement savings of the youngest baby boomers. Those, you know, born in the early 60s, let's talk about that set right now. And this is according to the Center for Retirement Research at Boston College. Boomers born in the early 60s had saved an average of about $280,000 for retirement, okay? That's nearly $50,000 less than what their older counterparts had saved by that age. So the older baby boomers were ahead by $50,000. What does that say to you?
Wow.
Are we saving less, or has the economy just cut into what they have already saved, or could it be a combination of both?
I have a feeling it's a combination of both. I mean, look what's going on. The generation, even to the younger generation, even today, right, compared to the baby boomers and even before that, if you noticed, there are more and more people today saving less, right? There are so many people who are spending way too much money, but they're not saving enough money for retirement, right?
Yeah.
Now, back in the day, we had phenomenal resources of retirement planning when it comes to personalized pensions. We were relying on Social Security. That's pretty much the primary sources that they looked for. You retire with a gold watch and that's it. Set and forget it. And that's really all you need. And now you got a couple of bucks in retirement. Today, that's not the story. There are not many companies offering pensions. Even the companies that you've been with for the past 25 years, they're telling you a good option is to lump sum and roll it over and create your own pension. They don't want to even be involved in the pension system anymore. So I feel as time goes on, the newer generation, they should be communicating with their parents or the older generation.
Yep.
And the baby boomers really should be communicating with their children, letting them know the mistakes that they have made so they could learn from those mistakes and even force them and help them to tell them, look, get rid of the debt, start saving XYZ and so on and so forth. And this is how you could create your own personalized income plan when it comes to retirement.
You know, one of the reasons we know for the shortfall in savings between the older boomers and the younger boomers was the 10% spike in unemployment during the Great Recession that followed the stock market crash. And so I think if you look historically, Peter, you know this, obviously the market goes up and it goes down and it goes up and it goes down. There are periods in our history where that can really devastate someone's savings. And so how do you help your clients, I guess, navigate through these uncertain times? I know the phones start ringing at your office probably more than they need to sometimes when it comes to short-term dips and losses in the stock market.
You know what? It comes down to the plan. If you have a well-engineered plan and you're crossing those T's and dotting the I's, you're doing those reviews, and you're constantly checking up on that plan to make sure it's in line with your goals, you should have no worries because of a plan, okay? A plan is not just a bunch of investments.
Yep.
A plan is built on a strategy that's based upon what you're hoping to accomplish. And when you go through retirement, not just to it, but when you go through it, it's a very, very different picture. It's a very different approach. And you need to understand the basics. You don't have to be a pro at this. This is why you hire professionals. But you need to understand the basics as to how it works, the engineering behind it. Because if you are one or two people and you happen to pass away and you were the main person understanding how to manage investments, now you have someone who's inheriting money or your spouse who doesn't understand anything when they should be in communication at some point within that plan and review. So they have a good idea as to how to navigate certain times in certain areas with you as a team.
So what do you tell? Yeah, absolutely, Peter. What do you tell anyone listening who had this happen? Maybe a shortfall in income or maybe a stopgap in employment? Because one of the things this article mentions is that we know statistically income tends to level out or decline around age 50. Not for everybody, but statistically, we're going to start leveling out our income around age 50. Late boomers' incomes fell sharply in their 40s, which for most of us is the peak earning years, right?
Sure.
And so that has something to do with this, whether that's pandemic related, whether that's, you know, you were downsized, whether your company started outsourcing your job. For people who are listening who had one of those blips, one of those downturns in their own personal economy, how do you talk to them about staying the course or getting back into the game and catching up because maybe you had a year gap in employment, that kind of thing?
Yeah. So when you have a year gap in employment, there's a lot of things I'm sure going through your mind, especially trying to understand, okay, where should you take income from?
Oh, yeah.
What resources you have, right? One of the things you want to really try not to touch is obviously your retirement. If that is a source you do not have to touch, it's highly recommended.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you can, there's no true rule around this. I mean, technically you can touch it.
Depending upon the percentage. Yeah.
But you don't want to have a haircut. You don't want to take a haircut when it comes to your real buckets of savings. Okay. But you do have to give yourself X amount of months or even a year or so. And this is why we talk about an emergency fund. You know, emergency funds are a real thing. People think that it's a made up story. It's not. Emergency funds come in handy, whether it's you need to get a boiler for your home, a transmission goes, new set of tires for your car. Don't swipe it on that credit card and start earning interest and getting penalties on there, even though you might pay it off at the end of the month. Fine. But you have an emergency fund for this reason. And sometimes it's anywhere from 6 to 12 months of monthly expenses. And those monthly expenses are designed, okay, to feel comfortable. That money's coming in like clockwork. And at least you give yourself at least a year or so in the event you do get laid off. And that is why it's so important to have an emergency fund.
So if you're listening and you feel like you do need to catch up, it's important to mention here, Peter, that the IRS has raised those 401k and IRA contribution limits for 2024. This is the amount that you can set aside for retirement in those 401k and other tax-deferred plans starting in 2024. So they've bumped those up. And let's go over some of these and, you know, to what extent you tell our listeners, if you can do it, how many of us should be hiking these contributions? Because starting in 2024, workers will be allowed to contribute up to $23,000 in their 401k. That's a huge chunk of change.
Wow.
And if you're over 50, let's talk about that catch-up. There's a $7,500 catch-up limit over the age of 50. And it's exactly what it sounds, but explain it for our listeners who might not know what that is.
So a catch-up is just trying to give you an extra boost of more savings, okay? And it's currently $7,500, and that's not going to change. So if you're able to give yourself, again, age 50 and older, you could add $7,500 more to that savings, that 401k, that savings vehicle for the year. And if you're able to do that, I highly recommend it because the reason why it's around 50 and over is because you only have about 10, maybe 15 years before you retire. And you want to make sure you're maxing out that retirement savings account, okay? Because you want it to last forever. So they're giving you an extra boost of savings, which you should be taking advantage of. Number one, you always match the max, all right? You always max out whatever you're matching. And number two, if you're able to max out your 401 at work and even take advantage of the catch up, you're going to be in very, very good shape.
So the way I read this is you would be allowed in 2024 to contribute up to $23,000 and then on top of that, an additional $7,500. That takes you basically over the 30 grand mark. If you are over 50, that's important. If you are over 50 and you feel like you need that catch up, you can start socking away a little more than $30,000 next year. And you're gonna take the hit in the short term, Peter. I know you've still got monthly expenses and the like, but that's coming right out of your check and going right into that retirement pot, which I think based on the conversation we just had about the younger boomers, people need to start catching up.
Absolutely. And I mean, this is actually a good exercise too, because of course, you know, maxing out a 401k is important, but also trying to get rid of as much debt is also important.
Bingo.
So this is a good exercise. Sit down, relax, go through your expenses, go through your income. If you have a couple of extra bucks at the end of the year, you can even do this last minute, which would be good. But make sure you do sit down and try to figure out what your game plan is, just so you don't strap yourself tight.
Okay, for those of you squirreling away money in an IRA, those contributions will be $7,000 a year in 2024, and the catch-up contribution stays at $1,000. Did you tell people, Peter, as they are marching toward retirement, to switch over to IRA savings, or is the time to do that when we are younger?
Yeah, so if you have a 401k at work, traditionally, you usually stay there until 59 and a half.
Yeah.
And then as long as you're maxing it out, you don't have to worry about an IRA outside of work. But if you're 59 and a half and you're at work, a lot of companies today are allowing you to continue to contribute and roll over. You could do an IRA rollover into your personal IRA, the funds, and now have a little bit more access to more investments and start to customize your plan. So it's really a personal preference. Of course, focus on the 401 at work. If you're able to also help create a Roth IRA at work as well, that's also really important, because right now they're going to start to introduce that to more and more companies as they started about 2 years ago.
1-800-880-8079. Call Peter for help. Now is the time. Do not put this off. 1-800-880-8079 or pcbfinancial.com. We are back with much more on the Modern Money Show with president of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara, straight ahead.
Do you need help ensuring any remaining assets that you've worked so hard to create are distributed to your beneficiaries in the most tax-efficient manner? Why not have a chat with Peter? Call 800-880-8079. That's 800-880-8079 to talk to Peter.
It's nice when you can get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go to one place for information about tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why PCB Financial Advisory Group was started. Peter Bambara wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement. PCB Financial Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. To set up a meeting with Peter Bambara and his team to talk about your retirement plan, all of it, call 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, one stop for a wealth of retirement solutions. 1-800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Modern Money Show with president of PCB Financial, Peter Bambara. I am your host, Dana Wright. Text us. You can text us book. Text us book to 1-800-880-8079. We will send you out a complimentary copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. A little bit of a puzzling, we talked about this on my show here in Kansas City as well, a little bit of a puzzling U.S. News and reports. Every year, you know, Peter, they do this, what are the best cities to retire in?
Yeah.
And there are different metrics that people use when they study these things, but we were very surprised. I'm going to give you one example on this list of the top 10 cities to retire in, according to one recent report, and you're going to be scratching your head on some of these, because at number six, Peter, New York City comes in as one of the top 10 cities to retire in. I was stunned. Not that I don't love New York City. Every whole lot of people love to visit New York City. It would never occur to me that that would be a best city to retire in based on just the economics of what it costs to live there.
Yeah, I mean, and again, we look at these things quite often because it's interesting. But I'm having a very hard time being born and raised in New York myself.
Yes.
I'm having a very hard time in believing that that would be one of the best cities to retire, because one, it's definitely not an affordable city to retire.
You'd have a lot to do. I said, maybe they could be an art museums per square, mile or something. And I'm not knocking New York City. I love to visit, and I've got friends who live there, but they're in their working years, child-rearing years. I cannot imagine retiring there, but it comes in at number six. Here is what is so interesting about this list. Youngstown, Ohio comes in at number nine, okay? Daytona Beach, Florida also surprises me, comes in at number eight, okay? I give you these out of order for a reason. Every other city on the top 10 cities list to retire in, every single other city is in Pennsylvania.
Seven cities in Pennsylvania.
Are you looking at this list?
Seven.
Pittsburgh is at 10, followed by York at number seven. And then right on up the list, I'm going to read five through one. Allentown, Scranton, Lancaster, Reading, and number one is Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And we joked, was the Convention and Visitors Bureau in Pennsylvania in charge of this study? I mean, I don't understand. I guess for retiree tax rates, okay. But seven out of 10 cities in the top 10 are in Pennsylvania. It's gorgeous.
Which is amazing. I mean, the healthcare is definitely up there. New York City, believe it or not, is a top healthcare. So I have a feeling that's why it's on this list.
Okay, there we go.
So they're considered a 10 when it comes to healthcare. And this is on realestate.usnews.com. So Allentown's on there. I see that. Okay, Pennsylvania, I see that. So housing affordability out of 10, it's about a 6.5.
Okay.
In PA, okay, about 6.5 to 7.5. And healthcare is right around 7 to 8. So again, this could be a good list based upon affordability, but most importantly, the healthcare, which is key for retirees, you know, and that may make sense based upon seven cities in PA.
They look at weather temperateness. They looked at how many restaurants, bars, and activities per 1,000 restaurant residents. Okay. Yeah, but every city has restaurants. happiness and affordability scores also came in very high. So hats off to anyone listening in Pennsylvania. You are apparently the epicenter of all great things.
Wow.
Retirement. When you sit down with clients who are ready to really look at where they are going to plant their stakes, what sort of metrics do you go over? I mean, you can find a lot of different lists. You know this, Peter, for a lot of different cities that say, come here to retire.
Sure.
What in your mind is the most important thing for people to look at?
You know, the conversation always comes down to, do you want to stay in New Jersey? And a lot of people, believe it or not, do not want to stay and they want to retire out because of the high taxes, because of the cost of living and so on and so forth. What keeps them here are the children, the grandkids, the family. This is exactly what keeps them here. So some people, believe it or not, who do have family here, they do tell me they might be going outside of the state, not too far. And believe it or not, Pennsylvania is not that far from here. So
yeah,
I've been hearing Pennsylvania a lot. I've been hearing Delaware a lot and so on and so forth. And these are tax-friendly states. These are health-friendly states, you know, and I've been hearing a lot of great things. And this is exactly what I hear when we talk about planning, because it's all about your destination for the next 20, 30 years.
So it's interesting. Pennsylvania started having the highest number of top 10 cities last year when for the first time it surpassed Florida. It was usually Florida that dominated the top 10, okay? In this year's ranking, per U.S. News and World Report, Florida saw a total of 6 of its cities come in above number 25. That's still a good showing and is still very popular for retirees who are looking for some sunshine, looking for decent tax rates. But you also have to factor in the healthcare component, Peter. How far away you are from family is huge right now with inflation. You know, my parents just moved down south. It's not cheap to book flights to go visit them down there. You have to look at all of these factors.
Absolutely. And you know, and I always tell people, create a list of places you think you might want to go see. And especially if you read reports like this, the top 10 cities to retire, I recommend you park yourself there for a couple of weeks, even a month or two, and temporarily move on to the next one, and then move on to the next one, and try to figure out what would be comfortable before you actually purchase something.
Bingo. What is it really like to stay there? I talked to my parents about this before they pulled the trigger and moved to their forever retirement state. I said, you know, spend the money now, go 3 months. If you're thinking about Florida, go there for 3 months and just see the lay of the land. Do you like the people? Obviously, you like the sunshine. We know that. We know that you're going to get that down in Florida. But everything else, you know, you're going to have tourism issues. You're going to have traffic issues. From town to town, those things are going to be different. And I do Correct. Think, Peter, spending a little bit of money up front to park yourself somewhere for even a couple of months to really see what it's like, not to pretend to be on vacation there, but what would it be like to live there is super, super important.
Absolutely. I agree. I mean, that's probably one of the best decisions that you can make to feel comfortable. And also, you'll be able to see if any of your friends also might want to move there as well. I mean, These are all good things.
Oh, yeah. And then the other thing we've got to talk about when we talk about making that move into retirement is a spend down strategy. So you work with a lot of people that have done a good job saving their money. And then all of a sudden you wake up one day and you have to flip into a spend down strategy. How do you preserve the income you have? And from what buckets do you start pulling the money to purchase your dream property in Pennsylvania or Florida or wherever else you land? And I think that's sometimes a hard psychological flip for people, Peter. You're not spending money to go on vacation. You now need a spend down strategy for the rest of your years.
Yes. I mean, you need a plan. You need to understand when the best time is to activate Social Security. You need to understand what are the best options to choose on a pension for the lucky few who actually have one.
Yep.
You want to understand what investments to touch first, what investments to not touch, and also how do you incorporate some kind of tax plan in between.
1-800-880-8079. Peter will help you break down all of those things. Or go to pcbfinancial.com. And one of the things I love about the service you provide, Peter, it's all in one place, under one roof, the umbrella of PCB Financial. So your different accounts, your investments, policies you own, you can help people really do all of this seamlessly in one spot. And it doesn't have to be complicated, folks. Gather up your stuff, dump it on Peter's desk. Not literally, but sort of figuratively, that's what people do, Peter, right? There are clients you've helped before that you said you didn't even know where their life insurance policies were. And so This is a great New Year's resolution. Get everything gathered up together in one spot. And you really, from that point, make it easy. And I know if people are thinking, no, my stuff's a mess, you've seen it all.
Absolutely. Give us a call, 1-800-880-8079. Also, don't forget to request a book. Request a complimentary book of Modern Money, 1-800-880-8079.
You cover a lot of this stuff that we talk about every single week in the book. Text book to 1-800-880-8079. We will help you learn some of the main risks to your retirement, including taxes, tax increases, volatility in the markets, inflation. I know you talk about that in your book, Peter. High healthcare costs. And then here's a big one, strategies to help reduce your tax risk, your taxes in the future, and preserve your retirement savings. We cannot have these conversations, Peter, without talking about taxes right now.
100%. And it's so important to understand even before the new year, communicate with your accountant. Try to figure out, is there anything that you could do differently to help you save a couple of bucks on taxes? Because this could go a long way. And it's not just your advisor. It's your advisor and your accountant working as a team. So they shouldn't be just helping you to file, but make sure they are helping you to plan for taxation. So make sure you give us a call and also communicate with your accountant.
So important to talk about the difference between a tax preparer and a tax planner. And we've been working with a tax planner now for a couple of years. She has made all the difference, Peter. And I know that a tax planner can do that for your clients as well. You don't know what you don't know, okay? And a lot of people listening don't work and live in the realm that you do and all of the tax experts out there do. It's so important to help preserve your retirement savings that you have someone in your corner that understands the tax implications of your savings and from where to withdraw your savings when it's appropriate. Because we know this, Peter, statistically, one of the biggest bombshells, biggest mistakes people can make is withdrawing their own money that they've worked so hard to save incorrectly. There's a correct way to do it and an incorrect way to do it, right?
Absolutely. Especially when you're trying to figure out taxes. Okay. Oh. Because it's going to be a big hiccup. This could be a big mistake if you don't understand the best way to pull it down. And if for some of you who don't need all of the income, don't forget at age, age 73, you're going to have what's called required minimum distribution. This is going to be income that you might not necessarily need. And all that income is going to be taxable income. So try to understand how to figure out a tax plan now. Your future self will thank you. And this is why it's so important to communicate.
1-800-880-8079. Make that appointment today. Check this off your list, folks, or go to pcbfinancial.com. We're back with much more straight ahead.
Excited for retirement? All that daydreaming can be time-consuming enough as it is. So why not get a little help with your retirement planning? Give Peter a call at 1-800-880-8079 to see where you stand in retirement. Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will your roof leak? Will the siding peel away? Will your basement flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments? The stock market has had a great run the last few years, but is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to have your retirement plan inspected. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079. Peter will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079, and have your retirement plan inspected at no cost to you. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome on back to the program. I'm your host, Dana Wright. We are so happy to have you along on the Modern Money Show with President of PCB Financial Group, Peter Bambara. I know you have a new book coming out, Peter. And if you want a complimentary copy, people got to keep up. You're writing them faster than I can read them. If you want a complimentary copy, text book to 1-800-880-8079. 1-800-880-8079 for a copy of Peter's book, Modern Money, Retirement in Any Economy. And when is that next book coming out?
I'm hoping 3 to 4 months. I'm really hoping 3 to 4 months. I have to really make sure I finalize everything and proofread it.
And that's a labor of love. That is a labor of love because it takes a long time to do that and do it as well as you do it. So congratulations on that. Let's talk a little bit about leaving a lasting legacy to those in our retirement, once we are slowing down into our slow-go or our no-go years, when is it appropriate to start talking about your legacy and what you want to leave when you are no longer here? And people don't like to talk about this, Peter, but when it comes to taxes, there are all sorts of ramifications for how you leave your money behind. Talk a little bit about how you help your clients figure that out.
So it comes down to planning. And again, this is not, and I know you've heard me say this numerous times across the shows, but this is something that you don't want to wait till last minute, okay? Give yourself a little bit of time on your side because maybe you want to do the research, you know, and maybe this is something that you should have done many months ago or years ago.
Yeah.
But some folks I tend to see, we usually talk about, do you have a will or do you have a trust? Now, some folks are don't make any sense to have a trust, which is fine. Wills are more sufficient. You know, it's very, very basic and straightforward. That's okay. But at the end of the day, you have to understand something. Wills can go to probate, okay? And if you're one of the folks like me, want to make sure that my money's going to my heirs the fastest, most tax-efficient way possible, you want to make sure you understand the pros and cons with wills and trust, because the one thing I don't want my heirs to do is take my money and start having probate costs and fees and attorney fees and all those fancy jazz. So it's very important to understand that you're reviewing your beneficiaries. Now, the reason why I say this is because sometimes we run into folks who have 30, 40-year-old investment plans, whether it's 401ks and old IRAs and so on and so forth. And believe it or not, some of them have never updated their beneficiaries. And again, this is, we're talking about transferring assets over to your heirs, right? One of the things you have to understand is when you did reviews on those beneficiaries many, many, many years ago, and you're putting your children on there, okay, maybe they moved out, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you got to update those addresses. Maybe they no longer have landlines, right? So everyone's using their cell phones now.
You see this, I'm sure, Peter, where people are like, call my landline. And you're like, no, we need to update that.
I see this all the time. And sometimes I say, whose phone number is this? Oh, wait a minute. We used to live in, you know, so-and-so area. We don't live there anymore. So these are all basic things because, look, you don't want your heirs to have stress when they're trying to figure out it. They're already stressed that someone passed away. They don't want more stress. So making sure that your assets are not going to probate. Sometimes wills don't make sense for people. Sometimes they do, but wills can go to probate. If you actually have a trust, and trusts are done by attorneys, trust, believe it or not, it'll help you avoid probate, okay? And on top of that, it's private. A will is not private, it's public. It's public information. So a trust can actually be private. So if you're one of those folks, again, like myself, want to be private in a certain extent, you want to make sure you understand what you're in and how it's going to communicate over to your heirs the most tax-efficient way possible, or even the fastest way possible, and making sure you're doing reviews on these things, because it can interrupt the beneficiary downline.
You know, one of the things that I think people might not think about when we're talking about taxes, that's important. Talking about legacy planning, all of those things are important. Making sure those I's are dotted and T's are crossed, all of that's important. But think about just the avoidance of family disputes and conflicts. And Peter, I know you've seen this again and again when there isn't a written plan when it comes to legacy planning, a written plan. And I do think, like in the case of our family, it makes sense to share that on the front end. Share it on the front end that, look, we're sitting down with Peter. We are working on a legacy plan. God forbid if, you know, my husband and I go down in a plane crash, you know, we're not planning on that happening, but we want to have a plan in place in case, God forbid, something happens. And we want to verbalize this to you. This is what is going on and where we want our assets to go, so there aren't any surprises.
That is very important. That's very important because we tend to hear and see this a lot when we're meeting new folks for the first time and they tell us these things are actually happening. And believe it or not, they keep changing wills and their trust over time, which is fine because of, you know, personal reasons. But communication is key. Communication is very, very, very important. I have heard cases where people are actually still finding things years after their family members or aunts, uncles, parents have passed away. They're still finding things.
Yeah.
And they had to hire investigators and do all kinds of research. And again, look, you're just creating chaos, right? You're creating stress. You're just creating a big extra bucket of cost, which is just unnecessary. So if we could just figure this out, and it's not hard.
Right.
All you have to do is just take the time.
Especially, Peter, if there's like a lake property or if there's like of that stuff needs to be written down so that in the end you don't have your children fighting over the armoire, which nobody wants anyway. Do you know what I'm saying? Like when it comes, like some people have classic cars. Where's the car going? Like where's mom's wedding ring going? Like all of that stuff needs to be written down. And I would say over communicated, right?
Absolutely. Over-communication is key. And don't forget, you have to also understand a lot of these things, in the event something happens, a lot of these things actually do take time. So let's say if it wasn't properly addressed or it happened to go to probate, guess what? You know how long probate takes? It takes anywhere from 6, 9 months, 12 months or more. Some people are in probate for years. So we're talking about an ongoing level of stress that's just, it could be avoided.
Do you know what one of my buddies said, Peter? And he lost his mother, sadly, about 15, 20 years ago. And then his father just passed at a very, very old age, had a wonderful long life to 100. And his dad, because of everything that was such a mess when his mom died with the financial stuff, his dad made sure everything was done. Like everything was in one lockbox. Here is all your stuff. And they only have one child. My buddy is just an only child. Here's all the stuff, exactly who to call, exactly where to go. Do you know it still took 1 year for all of that to be settled? And that was with the most stringent planning. My buddy Michael said, look, my dad was a planner and knew that this had to be done because he didn't want to put this burden on me, right? He said at one point, 10 months after his dad's death, he randomly gets something in the mail from some old, life insurance policy that they didn't even know about, that like, wow, it was like $25,000. And Michael's like, my dad forgot about that. I didn't know about that. It wasn't in the lockbox. And so even I think if you think you're doing everything right and everything you can do, there are still things, we're human, that we forget about that can make things complicated down the road.
Absolutely. And it doesn't hurt to put in that lockbox or that safe a nice inventory list.
Yes.
Right? Put a business card of your accountants, of your attorneys, of your advisors. And that's what we tell our clients to do all the time. And you create an inventory list. Okay. Now, some people, believe it or not, Dana, some people don't want to tell their children what they have. Okay. And that's fine. I hear it all the time. Right. But at the same time, you want to create guidance. And if you tell them, look, in the event something happens, you go here and this is where you find everything. And that's where you could put all your account numbers and your inventory list and your breakdown and your passwords and your email passwords and inboxes and so on and so forth. So you put all your information in that secret hiding place with a nice lock and key.
And you can also help them maintain and keep track of that stuff, Peter.
Of course.
They don't have to hand you the keys to the castle, but you can like literally be the guy that like if something happens, call Peter. He knows where the stuff is located. Here's another thing we haven't even talked about. Aside from just having the proper documents in place, not having a durable power of attorney named and not having an advanced healthcare directive, those two things are a disaster. You have to have those things.
Yes, medical power attorney, health directive, probably the two most important key areas you want to have. The one thing you do not want is, God forbid, if someone is ill and sick and they cannot make these decisions and you got to do it on their behalf. You do not want the hospital or the assisted living facility to hand you over their own personal medical power attorney or directions in their own contract. You do not want that because obviously it's not in your benefit. It's them protecting them. So make sure your wishes are wished way beforehand. And this is why you make sure you always have the basics in there, which is actually a medical power attorney health directive. That's just basic. You should always have that handy within that will.
We've even said this, Peter, we've done it with the children and the last one's just turning 18 and is getting ready to go off to college. We have the power of legal and power of medical as soon as they go off to college for just that snapshot of those 4 years until they are grown and flown so that if God forbid someone ends up in a hospital on a spring break trip or something, you know, you don't have a judge stepping in to make those decisions. And so I would urge everyone listening, if you've got kids or grandkids going off to college, do not forget the advanced directives because they are 18, which technically means they are adults, you know, and have the conversation with your kids and make sure they understand this is what this is for in case you wind up in a hospital bed. The people that care about you the most and have your best interests in mind can help carry out those decisions.
Absolutely. I actually have a couple of articles that I want to share to our audience.
Please.
Make sure you go to themodernmoneyshow.com. themodernmoneyshow.com. There's a couple of articles on there. They're complimentary. There's no cost for it. Download as many as you want. And there's also a checklist. And the checklist will actually guide you of all the areas and things you should be making sure you're checking off your list. And believe it or not, wills and trust as a review, even if you have an old one, you have to make sure it's updated, especially if you haven't reviewed it in over a decade. Make sure you download as much information as you want. It's all complimentary. And if you want a complimentary of a book, of our book, please give us a call. Because I do have sections in there that talk about wills and trust. And it's a great read. It's a short read. It's very simple and straightforward. And if you have any questions or concerns, of course, reach out to us. And we could talk to you about it in more detail.
Go to themodernmoneyshow.com. Always go to pcbfinancial.com. And that phone number, if you want a complimentary copy of Peter's book, 1-800-880-8079. You can leave a message. You can text book to the body of that phone number, 1-800-880-8079. We'll ship you out a complimentary copy of the book, but also make that appointment now and get all of these things on your to-do list wiped out, Peter. You will feel so much better just chipping away at some of these very important things we talk about each week on the program.
Absolutely. 1-800-880-8079. Give us a call.
Always a pleasure, my friend. Be well.
Thanks for tuning in to Modern Money with Peter Bambara. If you have any questions that come to mind, Peter would be happy to answer them. Just give him a call at 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is an independent financial services firm that utilizes a variety of investment and insurance products. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Insurance products offered through PCB Financial Group, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for information. Informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by PCB Financial Advisory Group, LLC. This radio show is a paid placement.
It's nice when you can get everything on your list in one place, isn't it? Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group agrees. That's why he offers comprehensive retirement planning all under one roof. You shouldn't have to go to one place for information about tax planning, another for estate planning, and another for retirement income planning. That's why PCB Financial Advisory Group was started. Peter Bambara wanted to build a company that could help families with all aspects of their retirement. PCB Financial Advisory Group is more than just convenient. They're knowledgeable and experienced. To set up a meeting with Peter Bambara and his team to talk about your retirement plan, all of it, call 1-800-880-8079. That's 1-800-880-8079. PCB Financial Advisory Group, one stop for a wealth of retirement solutions. 1-800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC.
Imagine for a moment that an intense storm is pounding your house. Will your roof leak? Will the siding peel away? Will your basement flood? If your house is properly built and maintained, you'll be fine. But what about your 401k or your investments? The stock market has had a great run the last few years. But is its current turmoil making you feel uneasy? Are you confident your portfolio is built to weather a financial storm? Now may be a great time to have your retirement plan inspected. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079. Peter will examine your portfolio and show you if your investments are in need of some weatherproofing. Call Peter Bambara at PCB Financial Advisory Group, 800-880-8079, and have your retirement plan inspected at no cost to you. Don't let your retirement get caught in the rain. Call 800-880-8079. Investment advisory services offered through PCB Capital, LLC. Investing involves risk.